Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The ride of your life is Eddie Hood.
Welcome back to Daddyhood. As you know, I am on my path to parenthood. I'm so excited for this episode. I am joined by the founders and creators of WeNatal, a big fan of the company, a big fan of the two of you. So let's get into this. I'm going to read your bio from the card so I don't mess it up. Renate and Vita are founders of WeNatal, a prenatal supplement company intentionally designed for women and men. WeNatal aims to change the narrative surrounding fertility and pregnancy, shifting the focus from me to we. WeNatal is a women-led team supported by a team of industry-leading doctors and nutrition experts like Dr. Mark Hyman and Kelly Levesque. WeNatal is committed to delivering an innovative prenatal option to the market, enabling couples and babies to thrive during the crucial growth stage of life. WeNatal's formula is composed of 100% clean ingredients, carefully chosen to include nutrients that others may overlook, such as choline. These nutrients are present in functional doses and are formulated in the most bioavailable forms, requiring only 3 capsules per day, which is incredible because most supplements that I've taken is 6, 7, 8 pills. We'll get into that. Recently, WeNatal introduced the Omega DHA, my favorite, to support the cognitive development of the baby and promote overall health for mom and dad. As with all their product, it undergoes third-party testing and is non-GMO, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Furthermore, the easy-to-swallow capsule ensures that there is no unpleasant aftertaste. An incredible, incredible product. I'm a huge, huge fan. But I have to admit, when entering into daddyhood and preparing for all of this, there's a lot that I have to learn, including fertility, sperm health, supplementation. But there's one thing in particular that I'm a little nervous about, and that's learning how to tell dad jokes. So let's get into this.
Let's do it.
And I have a dad joke for you guys.
Tell us.
For practice. What happens when a strawberry gets run over crossing the street?
What?
A traffic jam. They're getting worse. But that's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
Dad jokes are meant to be bad.
Impeccable delivery.
Wait, do your husbands tell bad dad jokes?
Oh my gosh.
All day long.
Eye rolls.
Yeah.
Eye rolls. My 7-year-old will literally look at me like, oh my God, who is this guy? So just get ready, Colton.
Goals.
It's going to happen
to
you.
That's goals for me.
Ugh. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm going to need it. I sat down with Khalid from Legacy. I tested my sperm and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't completely shocked because I'd been through some sperm testing before and it took me a while to, rehabilitate it. And after I froze it, I fall back into life. And I work out and I go to steam rooms and saunas and hot tubs. I'm sure there's a ton of other things that we're going to get into that affect sperm health. And I know, you know, probably your product as you first started was more focused on women, but has a huge, huge benefit to men and their sperm health too. So that's what I'm interested in discussing with you guys. But in your perspective, I mean, I got told, you know, from Khalid that it's not out of the ordinary. It's more common now. So I would love to hear from you guys. What do you think contributes to that? And then also, how does that tie into the two of you coming together and saying, hey, I want to start this company and we need to help with fertility for both men and women?
Yeah. Let's start about with the fertility crisis, because I think it is something no one's talking about, and it's an alarming issue.
Yep.
We found out that there, unfortunately, our world, and, you know, it comes down to multifaceted. There's tons of stuff contributing to all of this infertility we're all experiencing, but there's probably 3 main players. The first one is that our world, unfortunately, is a lot more toxic than it's ever been. There's forever chemicals in a lot of products. There's plastics, and there's just items we may or may not be able to control in our everyday life that's contributing to the world and the environment we're living in. The second is our food sources. So we all think we're eating clean and organic, and therefore we should be getting all the nutrition we need, but it's actually a myth. our food and our soils these days are nutrient depleted. And so even if we're eating the best, cleanest diet, we're not getting the nutrients we need. And one fun fact is that eating an orange when our grandparents were born and around that generation is like eating 8 oranges today. So we just cannot simply get it from food. That's a myth that we are here to bust. Some people tell us like, I'm good, I don't need supplements, I'm getting it from food. Unfortunately, our foods and our soils are depleted. And then the third thing I think we can all relate to is stress. We are way more stressed than we've ever been, and that affects our overall health. It affects our sleep.
Yeah.
But sleep is like the chance for our body to repair itself and our immune system to restore and so many things. And it's all compounded, and overall health is affected. And a healthy person also affects your fertility, right? Yeah. And so if you're stressed and not eating well, and unfortunately living in much more of a toxic atmosphere than we are used to, mm-hmm. it's all compounding to a little bit of this decline.
And just to kind of take a step back and speak to the decline a little bit, there is a serious decline in men's and women's fertility. Men today, their sperm counts are 50% less than what their grandfathers had. Mm. And women in their 20s are as fertile as their grandmothers were at the age of 35. So what's going on? A lot. We talked a little bit earlier about the rates of the decline in sperm. Since the 70s, sperm counts have declined by 1% per year. Since the years 2000, it's been declining by 2.6 per year. So the decline is happening even faster.
Wow.
But we are here to say that there is so much that anybody could do to improve their fertility. And that's why we started WeNatal. We had our own experience with pregnancy loss, but we quickly learned that there is so much that both men and women can do to improve their fertility. And we're here to educate, empower, and kind of teach everybody the how-tos.
Well, I love that, you know, because most people in today's world be like, oh, there's really nothing we can do about it, or I can make subtle changes. The two of you were like, no, screw this. We are going to create a company, and we are going to become the best, and we are going to help people.
I mean, I want to tell you, when I had my pregnancy loss at the age of 41, my doctor said to me, it just happens. It's because you're old. It's because your eggs are old. Just keep trying. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. I feel like there is probably stuff that I could do to improve my egg quality. And there was. And I got pregnant 3 months later with Emma, who's now 3.
Yeah.
And that kind of set our quest to launch WeNatal. And interestingly enough, our concept initially surrounded a men's prenatal because there were no men's prenatals on the market. And never in my life did I think that I would be talking about sperm all day long.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
But I am, because sperm is fascinating and sperm regenerates every 3 months. And so 3 months from now, you can have completely different batch of sperm. And so that's what excites us. And we can go into the details of what can improve sperm quality, what can improve egg quality. But we're here to say that if people feel like they're old, or if they're having pregnancy issues and they're so discouraged by the system, there is so much that you could do to improve your egg and sperm quality. And that in turn will improve your success rates of pregnancy, because the number one factor in pregnancy loss and infertility is egg and sperm quality.
Mm. So, I mean, yeah, I joked about it on the last episode. I bet nobody on their bingo cards had Colton Underwood talking about sperm and ejaculation and eggs and all sorts of things. But here we are. And I never, you know, I admitted, you know, I would have prided myself on being a healthy human through sports, through just, I mean, if I look in a mirror and people see me like, oh, that's a healthy specimen. And I wasn't. And yeah. On the inside. And I think a lot of people, when they enter into their fertility journey, when they hear the word fertility, they pin it on the women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would love your guys' perspective of why that is. And then also, you know, maybe are you seeing a shift now with the decline of sperm? Like, are men sort of owning it and like talking a little bit more about their struggle for with fertility?
Yeah. So let's start about with the women. I think this is societal history for the longest time has put the burden of fertility on women. And part of also our journey, it was actually my second miscarriage and her first. We miscarried a week apart. Oh. And, you know, like Ronit mentioned, we were just dismissed by doctors. Just kind of like, it happens. You're one in four, 25% of miscarriages, just pregnancies result in miscarriage. And so it was very just common.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to accept that. Ronit had been working alongside Dr. Mark Hyman. She was knee deep in the functional medicine world. The research, after we kind of got these answers we weren't willing to accept, was showing that men are 50% of the equation, men are 50% of pregnancy loss. And we had this aha together that while we thought we were doing everything right and really focus on what I ate and what I drank and workouts while we were trying to conceive, we completely ignored the other 50% of the equation, which was our husband's health. And so it was this big aha, and we're like, we're in like literally 2020. How could this be? How could nobody be talking? And at the time of we incepted, we natal, very little was being spoken about. And the decline in men's fertility had been going on. There's articles saying that by 2045, there could be no men's sperm if the trends continue.
Wow.
That's around the corner. That's like literally we're all going to be alive to see that.
That's the first time I'm even hearing of this.
We could. There's incredible research and articles written about this. And we're talking to experts. We could be an endangered species, but no one's talking about humans in that way. And we knew we had to do something. And with the research showing how easy it is and men having this amazing ability to regenerate sperm every, you know, 70 some days, we started on that trend. And what I like, my biggest mission in this with Ronit was like, I don't want any woman to feel as alone as I did. After my first miscarriage, I went into a huge postpartum depression that was, you know, now it's very liberating talking about. But at the time I went into a major blame game of what I did wrong.
Yeah.
And scrutinized everything I did, and I literally didn't even dawn on me that it could be anything but me. And so many women are combating that too, and we want to put an end to that. And that's also the mission of WeNatal, is to bring anyone trying to conceive together and know that there's so much they can do and not feel alone in this journey.
Amen to that. And Ronit, I know, you know, just to catch the listeners up, I mean, we became friends about a year ago now, close to a year ago, and you guys have been along this journey with me as far as, you know, knowing, you know, the ups and downs and the emotions. And I was doing the project and then I wasn't doing the project anymore, but then I'm doing it, and I'm doing it for that reason too. It's like, there's not a lot of people that are talking about this, and there's a lot of shame around it. When you get told, you know, your levels aren't great, this isn't looking good, it's easy for you to sort of retreat. And Ronit, you just brought it up. You said, I was like, screw this, I'm gonna go home and figure out how I can make some changes. So let's talk, obviously, supplementation, nutrition, food. What are some other lifestyle changes that directly affect fertility for both men and women that maybe our listeners don't know of?
Yeah, so the way that I like to think about it is, what are things that are blocking your fertility? Let's remove those. And what are things that are enhancing your fertility? Let's adopt those. So fertility blockers, environmental toxins. A lot of toxins are in our drinking water and our air that we're breathing. So how can we reduce those? It could be as simple as opening your window every morning, because the toxins indoor are actually way higher than what's outdoor. It's leaving your shoes at the door and not walking in with all of the toxins that are coming in with your shoes. It's getting a water filter, reverse osmosis, or a really clean source of, mineral water. So that's air and water. And then I also like to think about your house. And in your house, I would say the two most toxic places are probably the kitchen and the bathroom. So how can you reduce that toxic load in the kitchen? It's using glass and not plastic. A lot of this sperm decline is actually correlated with plastics in our environment. And Dr. Shauna Swan is an incredible resource. If somebody really wants to dive into the science of phthalates, go nerd out. Her book is amazing. It's called Drop Down.
Okay.
And great resource. So reducing kind of the plastics in your kitchen, using cast iron, not using the nonstick Teflon. So that's kitchen. And then when you think about the bathroom, you think about your personal care items and your skin being the largest organ that's absorbing toxins. And so just using cleaner products. And it's actually so easy nowadays to find cleaner products. You have apps like Think Dirty where you can scan your products and it'll give you a rating, or the Environmental Working Group website will, you know, give you recommended products. And also at WeNatal, we have a ton of resources where we're recommending what are some clean products. So number one is to kind of like clean up your environment. The other thing that's a fertility blocker, I would say, is kind of the standard American diet and consuming processed foods, eating foods that are spiking our blood sugar on a daily basis. So those includes just all the processed foods that you think about, the cereals, the breads, anything processed. And so it's thinking about what you're consuming, what you're putting into your body every single day. You are literally making a choice with your fork every single, 3 times a day. And then it's the stress that Vita talked about and finding ways to manage that stress, because you're not going to be able to conceive if your body is, you know, if you think about it from an evolutionary perspective, if you're being chased by a lion, your body is not going to prioritize reproduction. It's right. going to prioritize running mm-hmm. as fast as you can. And so figuring out ways to kind of chill a little bit. And it's hard because we're all living in this modern world. But adopting a mindfulness practice, a gratitude practice, something that can help ground you during the stressful time. And I always say that it's such a great opportunity to do these things, because when you do have a baby, it becomes even more stressful. Or when you do get pregnant, like pregnancy, I had a lot of anxiety when I was pregnant, and I'm typically not an anxious person. But if you have that skill set of, you know, how to slow down, how to meditate, how to be mindful, that's a skill set that you can have, you could teach your kids. And so we think about this time frame of trying to have a baby as a time frame to not only set up yourself for success and fertility, but also have your house be kind of this like clean, welcoming home for that pure, beautiful baby that you're going to bring in. So that's kind of the fertility blockers as we think about it. And then fertility boosters, these are things like, I would say, supplementation, which definitely closes that nutrient gap that Vita talked about that you're not getting from food. So what are the things, and we could talk about, like on the men's side, we learned that antioxidants quadruple conception rates. When a man is taking antioxidants, the partner has a 4 times higher chance getting pregnant. Thousands of articles about this. So what are those antioxidants? CoQ10, NAC, vitamin C, all of the amazing things that we put in WeNatal pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's a no-brainer to do those. And on the women's side, we have nutrients that improve egg quality, that help support that preconception time frame as well. The other thing is movement. Movement also enhances, you know, your fertility, but also being mindful not to overdo it, right? Yep. You don't want to be lifting crazy weights every single day and depleting yourself. You have to move and do what feels good to you. And everybody is different. So I can't say to you, like, you know, you need to exercise 20 minutes a day. Everyone's different. And then the other thing that, like, often is not talked about is this process is so stressful and can be straining of a relationship. So just investing in your relationship and doing it, not forgetting why you're doing it.
Right. Love.
Yeah.
Love. Yeah, exactly. Love. Yeah. Doing the things that bring you joy, yeah, together, cooking together, enjoying life, laughing, spending time with friends, spending time outdoors. So as cheesy as it sounds, a lot of times people forget about that one, but that's a key ingredient, and that's a fertility booster.
Love. The most powerful fertility booster. My thought there, and I sort of honed in and thought of one thing. You talk about stress. What a vicious cycle. Because the more that you're told, I just know too, like when I first was told, you don't have a lot of sperm that are alive. And he told me all the factors, stress was one of them. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, how am I supposed to be less stressed when all I have to do is focus on like dead sperm? And I can't imagine with women when, you know, they lose a child and the doctor's like, just don't stress. It's like, how do I not stress when you're telling me my eggs are too old, I'm too old, all that, like you're sort of getting piled on.
100%.
And they're like, just relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a vicious cycle that has to be. And then the other thing, I mean, I feel very lucky and fortunate that I married a man who works really hard to protect and save our environment. Mm-hmm. I was very casual growing up drinking out of plastics and waste and all sorts of things. And I, you know, get with Jordan and all of a sudden, the first thing we did when we moved into this home was we put in a water filtration system. Mm-hmm. We have molecules around the house that are air filtration systems. Right. He's obviously made me a much healthier person without me even really realizing it, just based off of your knowledge, because you were walking through. I was like, oh, okay, I do that. Yeah. I do that. So I'm not the worst, but I'm also I'm probably above average for most Americans.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I don't eat processed foods. And yet my sperm levels are still so, so low.
Yeah. I mean, because there are a lot of things that are kind of, I would say, on the men's side that mm-hmm. we don't realize. They could be health things that you're not realizing that are kind of damaging the sperm. So let's talk about what those are. Sperm does not like heat. And so anything that creates extra heat down there is not good for your swimmers. So that could be sitting a long time, people that drive long drives. It could be sauna use. A lot of people, and sauna is healthy. Sauna is great for you.
Sauna and steam room were my two. And I you hear those and you're like, oh, that's healthy. You need to do that.
Of course, because it supports detox, your metabolism, all of these things. But I will say now there are products out there that are actually like ice packs that you can use if you still want to go and enjoy the sauna.
Ice underwear, that sounds
something like that.
Very uncomfortable, but I will say.
You can still go to the sauna.
PSA to the men out there, I cut back on my sauna, my steam room use, and you know, I did see improvement in my sperm. So I think like that is worth mentioning is like what people view as healthy.
Yeah.
Sometimes could have effects that you don't think about.
Also things we're not even thinking about. Cell phones in the pocket, laptops on the lap. There's so much in our world that we're just used to using technology everywhere and it has, you know, negative effects.
Right. Well, when I hear, you know, fertility and things that affect fertility, I would think of smoking and drinking. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the obvious two there? How do those affect egg health and sperm health?
Oh my gosh. I mean, we get questions all the time about this, and a lot of times it's from women asking about their partner. Hey, my partner smokes weed or my partner drinks a lot. And is there research? And all you have to do is go to PubMed and look up marijuana and sperm, or look at marijuana and egg quality. Look at alcohol.
What was this website?
PubMed.
PubMed
is basically where all the published studies live.
Okay.
And you will see thousands of articles on the impact of marijuana and sperm quality.
Okay.
And the thing is that we live in California. It's legal. It's common. I don't know. Everybody around us, I feel like, smokes
pretty much everyone
weed.
Yeah.
But I hate to tell you that it's just not good for egg and sperm. And same with alcohol. Bottom line is alcohol is a toxin.
So here is my thinking when it came to that? Because, you know, I obviously went into my doctor and he told me, here's the main things that I see in your life that are contributing to it. And immediately I was like, ugh, I don't want to give that up. But then you have a window in your life where if you're really trying to conceive, it wasn't give it up forever. Exactly. It was, I made some lifestyle choices for a few months mm-hmm. while I wanted to build the rest of my life and my family. And I think that's also important to keep in context is, you know, and you guys may advise different, but like for me, it was, I can make a sacrifice in the short term to have it pay off, you know, in the future. And that's what I did. You know, I actually reduced the number of days that I worked out. I reduced hot tub and I used to start every morning with a hot tub and a coffee. That was sort of how I loved to start my day. It was sort of my ritual and my, like, how I meditated and how I got my day off the ground. Huh. I had to cut that out. I love baths. I'm a big bath, bubble bath guy. Couldn't take any more baths. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot that I was like, this sucks. And I think for a lot of people, smoking weed mm-hmm. and alcohol, they would feel the same way that I felt maybe about my bath and my hot tub, where they're like, I don't really want to do that. But you have to remind, this is a short term. So totally. You make these changes for 3 to 6 months mm-hmm. and you could achieve the goals that you want to achieve when it comes to fertility. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's about putting your best foot forward. You're passing these genes down to your kids' lifelong health. And if you have a girl, it's 2 generations. Mm. So we want to educate people that it's a big responsibility that you're able to really affect their DNA for their life. And a lot of us prepare years to get married and fit in that dress and whatever you're going to wear. We spend months designing nurseries or a baby registry. But the reality is the best gift you could give is that gift of health. And there are small changes. It might feel overwhelming. You don't need to adopt everything we said overnight. Every time something runs out in your house, buy a cleaner version. Slowly invest in the things in your home that can help make it cleaner. And yeah, there's a little bit of sacrifice. But if you're having kids, let me just tell you. Sacrifice is in your long game.
Sacrifice is part of it.
It's part of it.
I love that advice though too, is you don't have to purge and completely make a lifestyle one thing at a time.
Yeah. One thing at a time. If not, it's too overwhelming. And so just to kind of recap, what we're talking about here is trimester zero. Trimester zero, I would say, is probably the most important trimester that you're in. And that's the time before conception. And we talk about it so much at WeNatal that oftentimes when people get pregnant, they ask us if they could keep taking our prenatal. And we're like, yes. Our prenatal is good for pre, during, and postpartum. But the truth is we're so passionate about preconception because this time frame, the egg and the sperm that you're creating your child with sets up their entire life. And so, yeah, I know the hot tub and the coffee in the morning sounds amazing. And I would love to have
champagne
a morning
problems. I'm sorry.
I would love to have a morning routine like that one, but that can be set aside because you know, you want to be passing along the best DNA possible.
Well, and I have the goal. It sounds weird to say goal. I've had the dream of being a dad. Mm-hmm. And that comes before my hot tub and coffee. As hard as it was to do that, it was important to me.
Totally. And I would say also like the end, like a lot of times people think about like the end goal as like getting pregnant. But it's not just getting pregnant. It's getting pregnant with a healthy baby and like making sure that they have all of the right nutrients. Like we know and we see that when they get the right nutrients, it can impact cognition. It can impact like intelligence. There's like research. So you want to just not get pregnant. You want to get pregnant with a healthy baby and give them all of the nutrients and support them to have healthy lives.
Yeah. Well, and you guys, I've heard this a couple different things you've said. Let's talk about genetics. You know, obviously while the baby's being formed, whether egg, sperm, the whole entire embryo process, do you guys know, is there been studies and is there science behind the genetics of passing down health to your baby, but also just fertility? Is fertility related to genetics at all?
Yeah. I would say fertility is probably somehow related to genetics because, you know, obviously you're getting your genes from your parents. Yeah. But I think about fertility the same way I think of diabetes, chronic disease, even cancer. It's correlated with fertility too. Mm. So diet and lifestyle are probably the biggest factors. Yes, you have a genetic predisposition to different diseases, but really what pulls the trigger is your diet and lifestyle. And so that's kind of how I think about fertility too, which is great because that means that there is so much that you could do to enhance your fertility. Yep. I mean, I had my first baby when I was 38 and my second when I was 42, and I'm 45 now, and the jury's out. Like, should I go for number three? And if I wanted to, I'm sure I probably could, because when you know the types of things that you should be doing to enhance your egg and sperm quality, you could do it.
I mean, we've been talking a lot about preconception health, and I think it's really important just because of, you know, like we've been discussing the fertility crisis that we're in. I want to read this and then ask a question after I read it. So between 1964 and 2018, the global fertility rate fell from 5.06 births per woman to 2.4. Now, approximately half the world's countries have fertility rates below 2.1, the population replacement level. Mm-hmm. This is so fascinating and so interesting to me that nobody's talking about this. Khaled brought it up on our episode about sperm as well. And I think most people in the fertility industry are like, guys, why aren't we paying attention to this? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not making enough human beings to repopulate. Like, you said it at the beginning, Vita, like, we're going extinct.
Yeah.
Like, we are not replacing ourselves.
Correct.
What is the number one driver of this declining fertility? For me, I'm like, just saying that out loud, I'm like, because we're like, nobody's talking about this. We're lazy.
Yeah.
But what is the number one driving factor?
I think it's a combination of things, right? I think women in the workforce, having kids later in life, and couples choosing to have less kids. I think that's part of it. But I think part of it is also just this general decline in fertility that both men and women are seeing. And the fact that assisted reproductive technology is so expensive. And right now, people are going from trying to conceive to if they can't, you know, if they are told by their doctor that they have infertility, which I'm saying infertility in air quotes because fertility is a spectrum. I think there might be a small percentage that are truly infertile, but really it's a spectrum of fertility. And then according from there, they go to IVF or IUI, but there is no middle ground. There's nothing in our medical system right now that is educating people. Okay, here's the next step that you could do. What if you looked at your gut health? What if you looked at your thyroid? Mm-hmm. What if you looked at your hormones and balanced all those things? And so that's where we're so passionate about. There's so many, I mean, we have one customer that came to us with the most amazing story. She had 13 rounds of assisted reproductive technology. Her doctor told her on her next round, you know, maybe as a last resort, you should try to eliminate gluten and dairy and see what that does for you. And she ended up learning about functional medicine, realizing that her gut was messed up, taking weenatal and had her baby. And this couple has been through so much. So why did they have to go through that suffering? And so we're here to say that there is so much that you could do before jumping to IVF. And listen, it's a miracle. And we have so many friends that are fertility doctors and we literally call them angels. They're miracle workers and we love them so much. But before getting there is so much that you could do. And also, if you are there is so much that you could do to improve the outcomes.
You hear the stories. I mean, you hear, at least I have now that I've been doing my homework and I've been in, you know, in this world, living in this world now for the last year, educating myself. You know, they like to call them miracle stories too, but when you really break it down, it's, you know, it's, there's so many different things that affect fertility. So many, from devices and physical activities that you do to what you put in your body and who you're around and what you surround yourself with. And, you know, I do think, you know, while, you know, I did say it's sort of lazy of us to like just call it, you know, I'm, you know, infertile and I can't really do much. And you're just like, you know, poor me. And it's like, there are things you can do and there is not one. I do agree with that. There is not just one thing that's causing this.
Yeah.
It's sort of the perfect storm that we're in right now.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important, you know, that WeNatal exists, that the two of you are sort of grabbing the bull by the horns and saying, not today.
Exactly.
You're not getting us today. And I mean, talk about the community that you've built too. Because I mean, yes, you have a product. Yes, you have a company. You have a community of women and men who, I mean, I'm sure that has to feel good. You get to hear stories. You get to hear successes, testimonials. I'm hopefully going to be one of those too, which we'll get into that in a little bit later. But like, talk about the community that you built and just like the pride you take in that.
Yeah. Day one, we knew we had to create a supplement that we wanted to take and that we felt people deserved to have. We never imagined ourselves to be in the supplement industry. We met in our corporate careers, best friends. But the reality was, we knew we had to create a men's prenatal to make this world better and easier for those behind us and educate. And the women's space, we're like, it's so saturated, we're not even going to touch it. And then we're like, oh, wait a minute. There is so much out there, but really lacking, I think, a premium product that's clean, that's trusted, that has doctors behind it. And so you talk about community. Day one, before the product, we're like, we want to make the road better for those behind us. We went through agony, myself personally, in my journey with loss and postpartum depression and blaming myself. I knew there was so much more of people suffering silently. Pretty much our mission from day one was, how do we educate? How do we make it easy for people to know what they should look for? Lifestyle tips. It was so much more than a supplement. And the thing we talked about, we kind of brushed over the stress part. And you said like, oh, so easy for people to tell you, like, just chill. Don't be stressed. Right? It's not possible these days. I kind of want to call BS on that. It's about finding your ways around it. Some people say befriend stress. I think it's a little cheesy. It's stress is a part of our day, everyday life. But if you are having movement, if you are finding some joy with your partner, if you are doing things to combat it
lowers those levels.
Exactly. And you're going to find, you know, nature lowers those. Anything that works for you in your day-to-day routine can help combat it. And I will say why also we weren't just a supplement. We're the only brand out there that has spoken about the mental aspect of trying to conceive. We have a beautiful WeNatal journal to help people guide them.
It's my stack of books right there. I also loved that when I first was sent the package from you guys. I'm a huge mental supporter and an advocate. And I do a lot of work, you know, for a lot of athletes with their mental health. But I can say this journey has been, you know, another layer on my mental health journey. You know, the anxiety that I experience, I can't, my husband and I can't even carry a baby, and the anxiety that I had around weirdly performing, like it's in, I know in our relationship with physicality, like there's not even a performance, like we can't get pregnant with our bodies, but like there still was this pressure.
Of course.
When you get to see your levels, and I'm going to get into this in the episode with my doctor, but there was just so much anxiety where I was just like, every choice that I felt like I was making for those 6 months that I was in my fertility and my, you know, sperm rehab, you know, it really weighed on me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I couldn't even imagine on the reverse side with females, like what they have to go through. So I love the, you know, how you guys talk about the mental health journey of it all. And I'm a huge supporter. And I think that gets into, you know, talking about just the connection between mental health and fertility. Dr. Chris Palmer, he wrote Brain Energy, has researched the bi-directional link between food and metabolic conditions with chronic disease. Can you talk a little bit more about that and sort of how you guys have seen that overlap and where you're going with WeNatal too?
Yeah, I would say everything is connected, right? The body and the mind is connected, and the mind and the body are connected. So if you feed your body great things, it will impact your mind. And that's a lot of the work that Chris Palmer does is he is a psychiatrist that actually treats people that have anxiety, schizophrenia, depression, bipolar with ketogenic diets, essentially. And he found true healing with that. And so similar, and then you have the impact of the mind on the body. And so, like Vita said, our prenatal journal is one that allows people to kind of improve their mindset. And so just to speak to the journal and what it has in it, I think back when we started prenatal, gratitude was maybe a little bit more woo-woo and people were like, oh, gratitude, like, but there is actually science that shows that having daily gratitude improves your mental health and improves your overall health.
Yeah.
And so even when it's so hard and people can't seemingly find anything to be grateful for, there still is something that you could be grateful for. And that's what we have in our journal. There's 3 minutes a day. Take your day in the morning or at in the evening to recap your day. And what are you grateful for in your partner? What are you grateful for in yourself, in your future children? What are you grateful for? Mm-hmm. And really thinking about them as they are here. And then in that journal, we also have prompts to discuss with your partner. So many things that we wish we had when we were trying to conceive, like who's gonna watch our baby? Yeah. You know, who's going to take time off from work? Who's going to, are we going to have dinner every night together? How involved are your parents going to be? How involved are my parents going to be? And having those conversations before baby is here, because when baby is here, that's a whole different ballgame. So that's why we love our journal so much. And that's why it's anybody who subscribes to prenatal together, and we could talk about what prenatal together is in a second, gets a free journal.
It's incredible. As someone who's used it, when I first got it, I wrote, we will have a baby in 2024. Because I'm a big believer in manifestation and writing down your goals and writing and seeing it when you open it and you know what's in that. Every time I see that, it's like, oh, I'm going to have a baby in 2024.
Yeah,
that's where my mind went.
Yeah.
I believe in the power of manifestation. I believe in the power of having mantras and I'm not a great meditator. It's really hard for me to calm my mind and be connected with my body. And I do it through hot tubs and coffees. Like I have to put myself into a place. I love video games. That's something that I do to like de-stress. I don't want to call video games meditating, but it
lowers your brain activity. So your brain is not so active. It's very common. I also struggle with meditating.
You guys, as you know, like creatives have a struggle of like, go, or you are always thinking, how can I make prenatal better? How can we do this? How can we do that? Let's get into that then. Let's talk about that, because I do think, you know, while your product is incredible, there's so much more than just the supplements. So let's get into the community that you guys have created. How can people not only, you know, start their journeys with prenatal and start the supplementation, but how can they become part of your family, be part of your community?
Yeah, I would say another thing, community is medicine. Mm. Community is medicine. I think today so many people are lonely and so many people struggle to find community. And so especially with infertility or pregnancy losses, creating a safe space for our subscribers and creating a community for them has been one of our biggest passions from day one. And so we have a private Facebook group for anybody who subscribes to prenatal to come on, ask questions, pick our brain. We have a nutritionist providing free nutrition appointments to every single one of our customers. And then our social media at @we_natal. We answer every single DM, respond to every single comment, and people ask us deep questions on there. And also we love to hear from people and we love to help people and give them advice. And so we always tell people if they need anything, email us at care@prenatal.com. And we truly look at our consumers as an extension of our family. We get so many messages every single day with pregnancy announcements. Honestly, people send us their positive pregnancy tests before they even like send it to their partners. So our biggest joy beyond the fact that, you know, our company is growing and beyond our wildest dreams, the fact that we every single day we're hearing from so many people about their positive pregnancy journeys is just like amazing.
Yeah. And I also want to call out our blog because it's incredible. It has so many resources on weneedle.com, articles about all these topics we talked about. We have an incredible medical board writing in, urologists, OBGYNs, nutritionists, you name it. They're writing articles on all different topics that are affecting all of us daily. And so that's another resource.
And I think I just want to call out, just because I'm a fan of the brand as well, your mission statement and your from me to we really resonated with me, just because it felt weirdly isolating. You know, because my husband had normal sperm levels and much better sperm levels than I did. So it felt weirdly isolating because he couldn't resonate. And I felt really, you know, alone in that. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you start doing research and talking to people. And I started confiding in different friends who are, you know, in my life that have families. Like, oh, I went through that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I went through, and they've never talked about it. And like, look, maybe that's healthy for some people. They don't want to share. And it could be traumatic in their own way. But I love that part of it, because focusing from the me to we and how we're in this together is huge. Can you talk a little bit about that and sort of why that was important?
Yeah. For me specifically, in our journeys, we wanted everyone to hear that fertility is not a women's health issue. Mm. Fertility is both partners bringing their best foot forward. So the me to we was also that you mentioned it, community. Now, whether you are a single mom doing it on your own, which we have tons of friends, we have same-sex families who, so many in my family, who are like empowered that from day one, we are serving individuals at him and him, her and her, him and her. It doesn't matter. We want to support anyone on their road to becoming parents with the best tools, the best education, and like you said, community.
I love that. So I know we've already sort of got into this, but I just want to hear from you in more of a pointed way, just like, you know, what inspired the founding of WeNatal? And what I'm more interested in is how have you guys evolved over these years and from the inception of WeNatal?
Yeah, so our story, we both, as Vita shared, we both met in our corporate lives. And in early 2020, we had a miscarriage a week apart. And when I started to go down the road of researching why women have miscarriages, and I learned that 50% of miscarriages are because of sperm quality. But our biggest aha was when we learned how easy it is to improve sperm quality with antioxidants. And what antioxidants do is they slow down or reverse that oxidative stress that damages sperm. I called Vita and I said, why isn't anybody talking about this? We need to launch a men's prenatal. And so we started off by creating our own concoction for our husbands of, you know, what ended up becoming WeNatal. And we also kind of took our own health to the next level and did all the things that we learned, which we were already kind of doing, but really took it a little bit more seriously. And 3 months later, I got pregnant with Emma on my first try. Vita got pregnant 6 months later with Davina, her almost three-year-old. And we embarked on this journey of launching WeNatal. And it's been truly the most gratifying. This has become our life's mission. And it really dawned on us what you're talking about, how people feel so alone when they're going through this. And we realized how many people we're helping just by sharing our story. Yeah. And how people feel so alone, and yet they feel now so inspired because they hear our success stories. They hear that I had a baby at 42 and Vita at 39.
Yep.
And so that's kind of how we've evolved. And we're now more vocal. We share way more. Yeah. And so all day long, you know, people are actually reaching out like, hey, oh my gosh, you had a baby at 42. What, you know, can you share exactly what you did?
It's giving hope. It's giving optimism. Totally. All the dismissive answers we got from people in our lives to just keep trying or don't be stressed and it'll happen. Change the narrative. And like you, I'm a big manifester. Yep. Lillian, who wrote the journal, changed my life by teaching me that my words are powerful. What I put out in the universe matters.
For sure.
And all of that has kind of changed my biochemistry personally. Mm. And there's one more evolution that I'm really proud of. We committed from day one to be a brand that's backed by science. More than anything, we want to make sure that we were giving everyone the best research. Every dose, every ingredient in our supplement is backed by science. And you can geek out on our website with the why behind everything. We wanted to create a product with pure integrity. And about 6 months into our journey, one of our key medical advisors got access to a peer-reviewed 200 studies talking about prenatal health and nutrition for optimal doses. Wow. And our formula was already the top of its game.
Incredible.
And we had this opportunity. Do we update it based on this new research or do we keep going? And we said from day one, we're going to be an innovative brand that leads from the front. And so we completely reformulated. It's even better than the first round. And it's kind of unheard of in a baby startup to like switch that early on.
Switch your formulation.
Change all your product and packaging, but it didn't matter to us. We knew that we're always going to be the best product. Yeah. And that's kind of an evolution also.
That's our commitment to the consumer. We're always going to be evolving. And as you know, with like, there's always new studies about new nutrients and new things. And so as those studies come out, we're going to be on the forefront of it with our products.
I love that. And I mean, you guys are saying that so casually. I know as someone who's an entrepreneur, like that's expensive. Mm-hmm. Repackaging, reformulating with your distributor and with your manufacturer is expensive. So that's incredible that that is so important to you, that you're willing to not only like invest more time, but money and resources into that. Because as a startup, like you said, is, you know, all of these, you know, changes cost money and cost time and cost employees time. So I mean, I think that's incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah. So here's what I want to do. Like I mentioned, I got the results from my sperm test. I walked it through with Legacy. A lot of my indicators and my levels were in the low section. I think I only had one that was actually in range. It's been a while since I had to freeze my sperm. Like I said, I've been on this process for a while. And when I did it, I just made some lifestyle changes. And over 6 months, it came up. So I want to do a study over the length of this first part of daddyhood. I'm going to start today weenatal and making a couple more, like pairing it with the lifestyle choices and then retest with Legacy at the end and have you guys back on to go over my results and to go over how I'm feeling, added bonuses on top of hopefully what is going to be, you know, improved results in my sperm, and test from there.
We're excited.
We're so excited for you.
I love it.
And I think I don't know if I ever shared this with you. Before launching WeNatal, we did a beta study with 10 couples. And we looked at their before and after fertility parameters. And we saw crazy improvements in, you know, all the things, right?
Yep.
Concentration, motility, morphology. And so we cannot wait to revisit with you and look at your results. And we're excited for you.
Yeah. I mean, and there's so much more at the end of this too, that when you guys come back that we can get into. This has been an incredible conversation. And I know like we have, I'm obviously going to be following up and talking about this on other episodes too, as we meet and hear from different people's stories. And you definitely are going to have me pointing in your direction for people who need help with their fertility and when they're on their fertility journey. So thank you so much for joining us. But before you go, I have to ask, because I ask everybody, what would be, and I get two of them here, what would be your parenting wisdom that you would like to share to our listeners?
I would say trust your gut. When you're a first time parent and even second time parent, third time parent, I think you can always question yourself. And at the end of the day, you're the one who knows best for your child. And I could just share from my own experience. This is just like one time my daughter had an ear infection and she got a antibiotic prescription. And I thought to myself, this dosage seems so high for a tiny little baby. And that this was at night. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to hold off and I'm not going to give her the dosage. Called the doctor in the morning, called the doctor. It was indeed double the dose that she needed. And so I think that's just like a little example of like, trust your intuition, trust your gut. You know what you're doing, even though it seems like it's a shit show and it seems like you don't know what you're doing. You know.
I told people at the beginning of this, I'm going to stumble through this, both with my words, but also, you know, along this whole entire journey. But at least I'm going to always be moving forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not always going to be pretty. It's going to be a shit show at times, at best. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. I love that advice. How about you?
So many. Get your sleep now because it's game over. But two girls who don't love to sleep. But my real one would probably be, as many of us are type A control freaks, which I'm definitely a proud owner of. I would say it's so hard sometimes parenting with someone else who might be completely opposite than you in so many ways. It's one reason you're attracted to them. They're fun. They're all the things you're not, right? Yep. Fun and might love junk food and all the fun. And I'm much more the planner and all that. And just one, finding the balance that they're going to get the best of both of you. And it doesn't always have to be your way or the highway, which for me was very hard to let go if they weren't eating healthy or if they weren't doing things. And surrounding yourself with a village. I would not be able to get through life without my best friend or my neighbor who sometimes will pick up a shift or my parents. Like literally surround yourself with the people that can help, because it really, I only understood it truly takes a village after I had kids.
I love all of that. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. And since you two are so generous, I want to let all of our listeners and viewers out there know, if you go to wenatal.com/Colton, you can get a free Omega if you subscribe. I'm going to tell them to buy the other products as well, especially if you're on your fertility journey. Join the community, practice the affirmations, practice just visualizing your goals, writing in that journal. Join the WeNatal community. Once again, that's wenatal.com/Colton, and on Instagram at @we_natal.
Thank you.
That was fun.
So fun.
So fun.
What's up, guys? If you want more exclusive behind-the-scenes content, more access to me, all of the fun things, sign up for my Patreon right here. We'll link it out. I promise you, you do not want to miss this. Head on over and join me on Patreon. The ride of your life is Eddie Hood.